Let us go to the Song of Solomon for our thoughts for the day. In the Song of Solomon, that beautiful little book that's just after the Psalms and Ecclesiastes, and we find just this short verse, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Now, Solomon, of course, was a king known as the King of Peace. His father David had been a warrior, but King Solomon was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason that this book is called the Song of Songs, there are a lot of other songs in the Word of God, songs of victory, songs of revelation, and various kinds of songs. But the song of love, the song of King Solomon here, is the song of love for his espoused bride. And that's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and the kind of love that he has for those that desire to be in his bride. We find the strength of love proclaimed in the Song of Solomon, the 8th chapter and verse 7. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would be utterly contemned. And so, beloved, the kingly love is so powerful. The love of the bridegroom for his bride. The love of Jesus Christ for those that he has redeemed by his own precious blood and would like to lead up into full growth and maturity in him. There is nothing, there is no one, there is no power great enough to break the love of the bridegroom for his espoused bride. Now, our love can be weak and it can be small, and maybe momentarily we can fall down and experience a separation between us and our heavenly bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. But beloved, his love is powerful. It's the love of the King. Jesus Christ is called the King of Saints. And in Romans, the 8th chapter, we find God establishing the power of the love, his love, the love of Christ. And he said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." We cannot boast of our love for him, but we're more than conquerors through him that loved us, because it's a kingly love, it's a ruling love, it's an omnipotent love, it's an omniscient love, it's an omnipresent love. And so, beloved, there is no situation, there is no suffering, there is no thing that can separate us from his great kingly love. And he continues on, the Apostle Paul, to say, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And so, beloved, he is a king, and his love is a kingly love. It is a ruling love. It can overrule and overpower any other thing. Yes, there are floods that come against it, as mentioned there in Song of Solomon, the 8th chapter. Beloved, there are the floods that others like to unloose against us. There are the floods that the devil and the demon powers would like to loosen against us. There are our own floods of passions and desires that get loosened, but none of these floods can cut off the love of Jesus Christ. He reaches right on through. He keeps on loving us. He keeps on constraining us by his kingly, divine love. And the Word of God said that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so, beloved, I know that verse refers to our initial salvation, and yet because all Scripture has been given by inspiration of God and is profitable, present tense, is profitable, then John 3:16 is profitable for us in the very day in which we live. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," yes, we believe for salvation, salvation when we bowed our knees and accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. But let's believe for the situation today. Let's believe for our needs for today. Let's believe for whatever distress that we're in today. For whosoever believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ shall, you know, be saved. And so how beautiful to lay hold of the Word of God and put it into action day by day, and not just say, well, I believe that verse so many years ago. And you'll note that the word here for believeth is again present tense, so we can keep on believing for his salvation, not our original salvation from death and hell that we did once, but we need to be believing every day for deliverance from the world, from for deliverance from ourselves, for deliverance from demon powers that would come against us, trying to constrain us to turn aside and to waste our time and our lives out of the will of God. So if we believe, present tense, in him, we should not perish, but have, again, present tense, everlasting life. And the word everlasting comes from the word olam, back in Hebrew, which means secret, hidden life. God's got so many beautiful scriptures and so much beautiful truth hidden in his word that we do not yet see. We yet have not drunk of the fountain of its depths and heights of love and light and life. But if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, and his kingly love, that nothing can separate from his kingly love, then he will pour out his word day by day to us, and we can believe on him today for the needs of our soul. We can believe on him for the needs of our life, and we can believe on him for new revelation, new quickening of his divine word. Yes, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That is stated over and over in the Word of God. In Revelation 15:3, he said, "And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." And again in Revelation 17:14, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." And again in Revelation 19:16, "And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords." And so, beloved, he is the King of kings. He is the one with the kingly love that can overcome all evil. No wonder he told us to overcome evil with good. And the good is the kingly love of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for thy precious love that did reach down into the miry clay of sin and lift us up and set our feet upon the solid rock and put a song of praise because of union with thee and with thy divine love. We pray, Lord, that you would quicken these words of truth to our hearts today, that we may lay hold of new life and new light and new love in our King, our Lord Jesus Christ, because we pray in his precious name. Amen.